the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We pray that you are planning on having a great day. Tomorrow is July the 4th, and hope you enjoy your holiday. Thank God for the freedom that he has given to us. And whatever you are doing, make sure you do it safely. So let me just put this out there. Because every year I hear about things like that, and as a person who's missing the majority of one of my fingers, not from a fireworks accident, but please be careful out there. This is a public safety announcement from Bob Arthurs. Please be careful if you've got fireworks out there that you are using. Be very, very careful. I don't care how skilled you might think you are or how invincible you are. I remember a few years ago, there was an NFL player who made, you know, millions of dollars a year. And a fireworks accident let him know that fireworks are no respecter of persons. And he changed his hand forever that day. So please be careful if you are planning on shooting off any fireworks out there. This public service announcement is brought to you by me. Want to say thank you today to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape, 321-749-1432. Maybe you're looking to upgrade your outdoor experience, and you would be well served to consider experts in that rather than just hoping and praying that you are doing something that is going to be successful. For over 20 years, Treasure Your Landscape has been bringing their skill set to landscaping services, paver installation, landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair, designing, planting, maintaining, everything that is necessary to make sure that the project you have in mind gets implemented so that you can utilize it. Maybe you're considering artificial turf or carefully designed putting green. They can transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. 321-749-1432 is how to get in touch with them. They also have Space Coast Nursery, which is north of the Barge Canal on Merritt Island. It's on 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. They are open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number there is 321-452-5565. They love Jesus. They love America. They love getting projects to looking great. And we are thankful that they are friends of the Refresh Radio program. Pray that God blesses them in their business endeavors and in all that they do. So today we're going back to Ephesians chapter 6. We're focusing on praying and what that can mean in our life. And so Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, and I'm just going to read the one verse today because that's where we're going to be. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end. We talked about being watchful on yesterday's program. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me that utter... Well, I said I was only going to read the one verse. So today I want to talk to you that we are supposed to be praying with perseverance. Praying with perseverance. One of the reasons that there is such a debt problem in America is that we have this fixation on instant gratification. We don't want to save up for something. We want to buy it and pay for it later. And, you know, if you have cars and things like that, about the time you get it paid off is about the time you're going to need a new one. And so that refusal to put things off until you can actually afford them causes financial duress. A lot of times we bring that same mindset into our prayer life, where I wish that this happened with greater frequency, where we prayed and immediately, now we talked about this yesterday, where Elisha was watchful and was alert, and he got instantaneous answers to his prayer. I have prayed and seen God answer quickly. I have also seen prayers that require perseverance and the patient endurance of the saints. And I don't really know all of the reasons why we have to pray for things. There is one theological school of thought out there that says, if you pray for it once, you never have to pray for it again. Well, that's really not always true in Scripture, where it says, ask, seek, and knock. The tense of the word says, ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking, knock and keep on knocking. There is also the story of Elijah, who prayed multiple times for the cloud to show up and the drought to end before the cloud showed up and the drought was going to be over. So whenever a person has asked me, and I will tell you that we have been praying and persevering for a long time now for some promises that God gave to us that we're still waiting to see fulfilled. So this is not something that I take lightly. I do know that there's a parable that Jesus gives about the woman who came to a judge, and she just kept coming over and over and over again. And Jesus said the judge eventually gives her what she wants, not because of his nature, but because of her perseverance, and she was just going to be unrelenting. So one of the things that I've come to realize is that human nature, when it shows up in our relationship with God, that generally people do better spiritually when they're in crisis than they do when they're not in crisis. By that I mean when they're in crisis, they know how much they need God, so they pray. Whenever their family needs help, they pray. Whenever there's a sickness, they pray. But whenever things are going wonderfully, we tend to take our foot off of the spiritual accelerator, and we tend to coast, if not change directions altogether. I've known people that the only time that they had any relationship with God was when they were in crisis. As soon as the crisis was over, they immediately quit coming to church, quit reading their Bible. They just, you know, went on spiritual hiatus. You didn't see them again until their next crisis came. And, you know, they never got the memo that in this world you're going to have tribulation. In other words, there's going to be a parade of problems that are going to require prayer. You might as well learn how to pray before there's a problem, so that you know to pray when there's a problem, so that you can praise him and pray after the problem is resolved. So one of the things that I realize is that God knows us better than we know ourselves. And if we're going to pray whenever we're in crisis, but not when we're out of crisis, God just likes to talk to us. And so in his sovereignty, he knows everything that's going on. He knows what he's going to do. But we need to develop the communication with God so that we understand his heart. You know what God wants more than solving our problems? For us to have a thriving relationship with him. And so there's a principle, a theological principle. You see it in the Old Testament, and I remember it mentioned to me in Bible school as the dread release, where God has reached out with the still small voice, and he's become more and more repetitive, more habitual, more volume utilized to get our attention. And eventually, if we continue to harden our heart and harden our ear to hear his voice, he says, fine, have it your way. It's not that God doesn't want to forgive us, but in reality, much of the challenges that we face in our life are not necessarily the devil's fault. They're definitely not God's fault. A lot of the problems that I deal with are problems of my own making. Problems where I was the problem. So the enemy is enemy. It's the enemy inside of me. It's me ignoring God's word. And that's not popular. I know it's not popular. People don't want to hear that. I shouldn't say things like that, because, you know, everything needs to be somebody else's fault. It's not ever supposed to be my fault, but sometimes Bob's the problem. I've learned that when Bob's the problem, I don't want Bob to be the problem anymore. So I want to do things the way that I'm supposed to, so that I'm not the problem. I've got a very real enemy that shoots very real fiery darts. I don't need to be doing his job for him. One of the titles of the enemy is that he is the accuser of the brethren. We are supposed to be the prayer for the brethren. It says here in verse number 18, praying or being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication. There's that word again about petitions and praying and entreating and presenting your needs. And it says doing that for all the saints. For all the saints. And so I recognize that part of the armor of God is being a soldier, a spiritual soldier, who's not there just for his own entrance. Do you know that a soldier deploys at the command of his superior officer? That his services are utilized for the well-being of the country that, or the army that he was representing. How many times do we look at the armor of God and we realize that God has provided this for our protection, but the army of God, the kingdom of God, is advancing. It is going forward for the benefit of those who are still held captive, that those who are still spiritual prisoners of war, that they can have their eyes open to the reality of Jesus, so that they can know him as Lord and Savior, so that they can experience the freedom that is available to those who know God's word, who and experience the freedom that Christ can bring. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will keep the truth. You will keep those things. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's what we're here for. Most of the time, we are looking for the safest way. On the golf course, if there's a really good golfer that I'm playing with, whenever I get to play, it's been a while. But whenever I get to play, and there's a person that hits it down the middle of the fairway and then hits it into the fairway or onto the green, I said, don't you get bored playing in the middle of the fairway because my ball's spraying all over the golf course? They said, no, not really. You know, and a lot of times we are looking for, you know, the safe things that are going, that make our life more comfortable, when really the mission of the church, this was made clear on a Reinhard Bonnke evangelism video, that the church is not a cruise ship, it's a battle cruiser. And so we're out there to advance the kingdom of God. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So when we pray with perseverance, it says, I'm not stopping. Well, how many times have you prayed? One less than the prayer I'm getting ready to pray. Well, why do you keep praying if you don't have the answer yet? Because the next prayer may be the one that gets the answer. I don't want to get so close to victory and then give up. But, you know, it's not just about our personal interest. It's praying for all the saints. By the way, there may be people who are listening, and you might think that a saint is only a person that has been investigated and, you know, that there was some miracles that took place or something like that. And I want you to know that the Bible is the one who defines what a saint is. The Bible is the one who calls people saints, not some other person. A saint is not a person that they build a sanctuary to or a chapel. A saint is not a person that you pray to. A saint is a born-again child of the Most High God who has understood that God wants us to be holy even as he is holy. And so we are consecrated, we are set apart, we are dedicated to the things of God, and we recognize and understand that the nature of God, which is holy, it is pure, that it is his nature, that there is no other source of holiness other than he, that he wants us to be holy as well. So we live set apart for his holy purpose. So that's who the saints are. The saints are those that Jesus has redeemed by his blood, and recognizing that he wants that number to grow. And so there are people that he has directed our steps and ordered our steps and directed our path so that we will encounter people who will say yes to Jesus being the Lord of their life. Prayer, the way that it is seen here in Ephesians chapter 6, gets us beyond praying just for ourselves. and gets us praying for one another. Every broadcast, at the beginning and the end, we mention the contact information for the church. We mention, if you've got prayer requests, send us an email. Call us at 321-454-4263. Leave us a message on the answering machine, and we will pray for you. So here several weeks ago, there was a person that called and said, hey, would you pray for my son? My son is in a very bad place physically, spiritually. And so I still remember his name, and I'm still praying that God will hear that mother's heart and that he will be saved. I still remember his name. I don't have the piece of paper right in front of me. I still remember his name. And I can pray for that because I remember praying for unsaved family members of mine. Perseverant prayer as part of the armor of God says, other people have needs besides me. Now, if I can present this to you, one of the things that I have seen God do is that when people with needs were praying for others who also had needs, that I saw God answer their prayers and see those other people's needs met. And then I've seen him answer their needs as well. So God is not on a ration system. I don't have to worry whether or not you're going to steal my miracle, because my miracle is my miracle and your miracle is your miracle. And I get to rejoice with you in your answer to prayer because I know that you're going to rejoice with me when God answers my prayer. I'm still believing for revival and a healthy Merit Assembly of God, even in difficult seasons. I know that God is faithful. The reason that we can pray with perseverance is because we know that God is faithful. So there was a woman that came to David under Joab's instructions, and her sons had been in a fight. One of them killed the other, and the people were wanting to, you know, execute him. And David said, look, I'm going to issue an order, and I'm going to make it known that he's not to be executed, because that would snuff out your family line. And she continued to ask, and he said, I'm going to issue the order. And she continued to ask, I'm going to make it clear. And so there was a repeated reassurance from the throne that the king was going to intervene on her behalf. I want you to know that when God has spoken to you and says, I have heard your prayers, and I'm going to answer them, you can start praising him already, because he doesn't lie. I can tell you this, his timing is much different than my timing. His plan looks different than my plan, but his thoughts are never inferior to my thoughts. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. His ways are higher than my ways. What's he doing? I don't know. My job isn't to tell him how to be God. He's God all by himself. He is the self-existent one. He is God whether I acknowledge him. He's God whether anybody acknowledges him. He is God forever. His ways are perfect. His plans are without flaw. And so one of the things that I tell the Merit Assembly of God is this: I am thankful that I am not God, because he's much better at being God than I am. For some of you, you might, you know, think that you're the Holy Spirit from time to time, the way that you, you know, try and do the Holy Spirit's job. I can tell you this, the Holy Spirit loves the lost more than we do. He is working actively in people's lives so that they will embrace the truth of Jesus' forgiveness and his salvation provision for us. Okay? But then I take my statement one step further, where I say, I'm not God. I'm thankful I'm not God. And I say this, and I'm thankful you're not either. There's no one who can come close to being God. I'm thankful because there have been times when, if my plan had been successful, it would not have worked out nearly as well as the way God's plan is. So instead of wringing your hands and wondering what God is up to, pray with perseverance. Don't just pray for yourself. Pray for those around you. God's house is meant to be a house of prayer for all nations. And so I pray that you pray for America. I pray that you pray for Brevard County. Pray for your church. Pray for my church. Merit Assembly God is his church, just the church I pastor. Want to make that clear. I don't own it. I didn't pay for it with my blood. I just have the privilege of stewarding that under the authority of the Lord. But don't just pray for the church you attend. Pray for ours. Pray for one another. What if instead of being accusers of one another all of the time, like we tend to be, that's the enemy's title. He's the one who's known as the accuser of the brethren. All he does is accuse over and over and over again. And some of those accusations, quite frankly, apart from the blood of Jesus Christ, they're true. But thank God for the blood that forgives us of our sins and wipes that slate clean. That's a praise the Lord. So instead of us spending our time accusing and attacking one another, what if we spent that time in prayer, praying for one another, praying for perseverance, praying for blessing, praying for wisdom, praying for a move of God in their life, praying for a move of the Holy Spirit, pray for salvations for one another. I wonder how many more miracles we'd see if we spent more time praying, less time complaining, and more time in one accord with one another. I think the results would be much improved. God bless you. You have a great 4th of July, and the Refresh Radio program will be back tomorrow. 8:30 and 5 o'clock. See you then.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.